Hi, my name is Joanna Jimenez, your host for this episode of The Greatest Men Podcast. If you are dreaming about yummy turkey, then you're in luck. Here's some facts to chew on with Brisa Quintana in her segment, Moments in History. And Laz Maimon is going to tell you about how the turkey became the poster child Thanksgiving. Oh, maybe that poster bird, but who knows? Well, Laz knows, and soon you will too. This month, we are all about gratitude. As we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, we ask around men to see what people are thankful for. And here's Jesse Macias with Turkey Story.
Good morning, everyone. We shall gather around and we shall talk of a holiday. A holiday that we will fill your stomach, that will make us thankful. That I went to the kitchen, flung over the door, and I gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and potatoes. I found myself floating in the sky with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pumpkin pie. May your stuffing be tasty, your turkey be plump, your potatoes and gravy. May your yams this day be delicious, your pumpkin pies take the prize. And oh please, may your Thanksgiving dinner stay up your thighs. Can you guess what this holiday is? It's Thanksgiving! What luck. Turkeys, sorry, bad looks on you.
Hello, this is Brisa Quintana with Moments in History. Today we are off to talk about, wait for it, Thanksgiving! The Pilgrims and the Wampanoags didn't celebrate Thanksgiving the way we do today. It might surprise you that the most traditional foods we think of when we think of Thanksgiving weren't even there. Corn, nope, already dried for the season. Sweet potatoes, not common at all in New England. Not even regular potatoes either. Pumpkin pie, the recipe didn't even exist yet. Cranberry sauce, sorry, no sugar. And the main thing, turkey? Well, Laz will tell you about that later. So what did they really eat? Well, their plates were really filled with corn grain, like a porridge, wild fowl, and venison, which is deer meat. Yuck! Pilgrims and Native Americans all gathered together to celebrate the harvest. The Native Americans were very important to the Pilgrims. Without Squanto and the Wampanoag tribe, they would never survive their first year in their new home, what we now call New England. The Native Americans taught them how to farm and hunt in this place so different from their old home. The reason why the Pilgrims came to this new land was to escape religious persecution. After a 65-day journey, a journey that lots of people died from illnesses caught on the way, they got there very exhausted and sick, and without a clue how they were going to survive. Then the Native Americans came to the rescue! Thanksgiving wasn't named Thanksgiving until 1624. So get this, it was named Thanksgiving, but it was declared a day of prayer and fasting, which means no eating, by William Bradford, their leader. It took a few years, but they somehow managed to mix the day of thanks and harvest celebration. Really, a few years. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and be thankful you're eating pumpkin pie and not venison. I'm Brisa Quintana, and I'm grateful for having a great family who cares about each other. Bye.
Hello, I'm Laz Maimon, and I'd like to talk turkey with you. So, why do we eat turkeys for Thanksgiving? That's what I'd like to know. So, when the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock, they saw turkeys. And turkeys are completely American, like all Americans, so they'd never seen one before since they were from England. When they made friends with the Wampanoag Native Americans, the Native Americans taught them how to catch and prepare turkey for eating. And so, after a long and brutal year of being on Plymouth Rock, the Pilgrims finally had turkey after their harvest. And I'd like to end on two fun facts. The first one is that Ben Franklin wanted our national bird to be the turkey because of its boldness and nobleness, as well as it being all-American. The second fun fact is that when they introduced the turkey to England, they liked it so much that they made a coat of arms with a turkey on it. The coat of arms was created by William Strickland. Thank you for listening. This was Turkey Talk with Laz Maimon. Goodbye.
So we're asking people what they're thankful for. Can you please tell me your name and what you're thankful for?
My name is Brenda, and I am thankful for my family and their love.
My name is Andrea, and I am thankful for my family.
My name is Rocio Juarez, and I'm thankful for my family.
My name is Anthony Jimenez. I'm thankful for family.
Fabiola Solano, and I'm thankful for my family.
Okay, my name is Angie Gonzalez, and I'm extremely thankful that my son and daughter are healthy.
My name is Herbert Thompson. I'm thankful for my kids and my health.
My name is Jasmine. I'm thankful for my brother, Anthony, because he gives me money.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm thankful for my children.
I am Jesse, and I'm thankful for my family stuff that he does for me.
Por favor, me puede decir cómo se llama y usted qué le da gracias a Dios.
Sí, me llamo Carmen y doy gracias a Dios por el nuevo amanecer, que pues amanezcamos pues todo bien y todos pues digamos en el mundo estemos todos felices, porque no haya ningún cómo se llama, la vida pues que sigue igual.
Mi nombre es Miguel Tejeda. Yo le doy gracias a Dios porque estoy vivo, puedo trabajar y porque tengo dos hijas preciosas.
Hi, my name is Deborah Tadeo, and I am thankful for being alive, for being healthy, for my children, you know, and I'm thankful for having food at my table, for coming to men, and all the support they have given me.
My name is Alex, and I'm thankful for my mom, because she takes me to places, and she buys me clothes, and she makes me food, and she loves me.
I'm Joanie Jimenez, and I'm grateful for my family and friends. What are you thankful for? Tune in next time. Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Betsy Foldis Maiman.